Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe.
What you will think is can be done. Only to experience, it takes time. Maybe today you think something, 10 years it will take time, but it will happen in your life. Or next day can happen. We are sitting in the calculator.
Thinking is enough, and if something comes in your mind, it's not so maybe not so favorable. So,
and we also,
but you cannot come back.
Careful, always create positive.
Thank you.
Bhagavat,
it is mentioned that Lord Brahma was astonished at seeing the sweetness of Krishna's Pokhanda Lila. You were just telling your guest about that. Having a picnic on the bank of Yamuna, and that he offered many prayers to Krishna. Some were full of sweetness and some full of reverence. For instance, one prayer here. Tad puri bhagyam vihagyana kimakriya tavyam yadukurevi kakarman gre rajo vishekam jajivitam nikiram bhagavan bhakundas tadyapriya tadaraj shruti nirvyam deva. Lord Brahma's prayers are beautiful because the Sanskrit came from his mouth first. You see many others, Sanskrit sometimes is a bit awkward, difficult, but he always just flows. I've noticed that about the words. Four heads. He says here, that's why the acharyas quote him all the time, I will be most blessed if I can take any kind of birth. The Sanskrit was referring to subhuman. Even subhuman. In this forest of Gokul. So that I can be sprinkled by the foot dust of one of its inhabitants, whose very life is the Supreme Lord, Mukunda, whose foot dust is even now sought for by the Vedas. Who is that one person? He says, I want the foot dust of one person. There's one person. I want their foot dust. That person's very life is Supreme Lord, Mukunda. And the Vedas are looking for that person's foot dust also. Radhika. Lord Rama wrote this, spoke it. So the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary to that verse spoken by Lord Brahma, writes that Lord Brahma was so astonished by seeing Krishna's pastimes that he did not have the courage to directly ask for the dust from the lotus feet of the cowherd boys, even, because they were there. But he didn't have the courage to ask even for theirs. He was so stunned. He saw. They are existing at a level I never imagined. They're playing like this with him. Mukunda. Why, they all marvel. They wonder, what kind of austerities did they do? What is, how did it happen? Because you don't find it anywhere in all of life. Nowhere. He didn't have the courage to ask for the dust of the feet of the cowherds. Therefore, he prayed that he could take birth as a footstone outside the house of any low-caste person, it meant street dealer, living on the outskirts of Braj, where they live on the edge, so that he can sprinkle his whole body with that person's foot dust. So they got to do the, because the street cleaners don't wear shoes. Obviously, they have to step into the drains, cleaning, not practical. So they're very dirty. Before they go in the house, they scrape their feet, wash. He wants to be the stone they scrape their feet on. Work them off. From this, it is easy to understand that it is very difficult for Lord Brahma to have a glimpse of the dust from Vrishabhanu Nandini Radha's lips. Just to see what the feet are getting. The dust of the cowherd boys and girls of Raj is also difficult to attain in Lord Shiva's abode of Mount Kailash. So Lord Shiva sought residence in Braj under the name of Gopishwar, hoping to attain some of that dust. But when Radha and the gopis...
Every temple of Krishna, there is a Nandeshwar. In Nandagaon, there is a Nandeshwar.
Yeah.
Barsane, there is also one Shiva. What they say? What Shiva? Every place, you know.
Kundeshwar.
Every place, Shiva, you
protect the Siddha.
To take up the dust of the gods, they will come.
They say he's there to protect the dam and keep unqualified people out. Actually, he's there to get the filter. They're coming. They were invited. So he's standing there at the gate, taking the foot dust of everybody that comes in. That's his inroad. Hoping to attain that dust. But when Radha and the gopis saw him, they prayed for the dust of his lotus feet instead, hoping that in this way they could attain Sri Krishna. Thus it is very hard for Sriman Mahadev to attain Sri Radha's foot dust. I'm trying to get his. The world is like a fight over the foot dust. His name is about us anymore. The dust of Sri Radha's lotus feet is called Srimat, or filled with opulence. Means Srimat. Srimati. Sriman. Full of opulence. I use that word. Even for the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, this foot dust is very difficult to attain.
You can put it on if you want.
Even for the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, this foot dust is very difficult to attain. In the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, the wise of Galia say that the goddess of fortune gave up the side of royalty to her divine husband, Narayana, by her own will. He took shelter of Vrindavan to perform harsh austerity, hoping for the foot dust of Sri Krishna. But that, until now, she has not been able to get it. Why did Kaliya first spoke of this? Why could she not? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhulika, chapter 8. Can I read the Bengali for you? Gopi Andugati Vina Aishwarya Gyan Vajileo Nahi Pai Rajendra Nardane Tahate Trishnate Lakshmi Parila Bhajan Tapina Poiro Braje Rajendra Nardane. If you worship the Prince of Braj in a reverential mood, without following the footsteps of the gopis, you will not attain them. Lakshmi Devi is the best example of that. Although she did worship Krishna as the Prince of Braj, she did not attain them. She couldn't follow the gopis.
You cannot attain Prajna. Is he here also, Nala? Unlike within, without taking up the shelter of Gopi.
Yes. Gopi Anugati.
Anugati. Nahi Pai Prajanda. Means you cannot understand Prajanda without taking shelter of Gopi. You want to exclude Gopi, then I want to know Krishna. I am Narayan Krishna.
Yeah.
You cannot get it.
And enter Vrindavan.
And this is the example. Lakshmi is still sitting in the Belva.
Yeah.
She cannot, because she cannot respect to Gopi and get the dust from the Gopi. Because she is Lakshmi. She can see to Krishna, but he is a Narayan Krishna. He no see Krishna. Because if that means to become anugata of your people, see Krishna. They can open our eyes to see Krishna.
The Lord's greatest devotee, Uddhava Mahashaya, was astonished when he saw the greatness of the gopis' love for Krishna, and he praised them, praying for a birth in Braj, even as a blade of grass, so that he could get the gopi's foot dust on his head. Uddhava Kund, that's the ancient path. He brought the parikrama now, the ancient path the gopis followed on the way to Radha Kund. He said, I sit here. When they come to Radha Kund, I'll be sure to get them. Because they come to Kund. So they go to the temple of this sat there. This is written with golden syllables. The pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So from this it's clear how difficult it is to attain the foot dust of Sri Radha. Just her foot dust. All these highly qualified persons, that's an offense. to say Uddha is a highly qualified person. Greatest devotee that exists, Shri Maharaj used to always remind us, there are no devotees in Vrindavan. If you want to be in Vrindavan, you have to give up being a devotee because no one thinks Krishna's God. There are no devotees in Vrindavan. Krishna's not God. All the devotees are outside. And the chief amongst them is Uddha. He said, you're not that qualified. Rajbasis are not devotees. Not a Krishna. They're devoted to them. They don't worship him as God.
Actually, they are not devotee of Krishna. They are devotee to Braja.
No.
They are devoted to Vrindavan.
Yes.
You talk with Brajavasis.
Yeah, yeah, they love Vrindavan.
They have no Krishna devotion. Braja devotion. Yeah. Jamuna devotion. They will talk about Jamuna Vaiyagita.
Yeah. And then in the Leela itself, Nandishwar, Nanda Maharaj, our king. Our king.
The importance of Nandeshwar is there, not Krishna important.
Yeah, Nanda.
Nandeshwar means Shiva. Nandeshwar is not Nanda Maharaj. Nandeshwar means Nandeshwar is Shiva. They say Nandeshwar, then Shiva is there.
That's his head.
Because they know without my dragon God there, so they say Nandeshwar, I'm going to the darshan of Nandeshwar.
But how Brajavasi see in Nandeshwar? What do they think of him?
Gopitva Shiva. But who is the all water of Krishna's room? It going to the head of Nandeshwar. They see like this. The Krishna's water, they clean the temple of Krishna. This water go in the head of the Nandeshwar. This water on his head coming to him. You go and see this. And when you go to Nandagam, means Nanda Gaon. There is no Krishna Janam place. Nanda Bhava Gaon, village of Nanda. And what is the place? Nandeshwar Darshan. This is the position of Krishna. Is the father of Krishna. Anandeshwar is the Shiva. There, when in the Nandagam, Shiva, where the water is going from the temple of Krishna, where the all family of Krishna is there, in the Krishna's temple. Village name is Nandagam, Nanda Baba village. So it's Krishna. Abhi nahi time, time in the hour. Kya chiz hai?
Chiz hai.
Hum abhi nahi khaye, prashant bhi hai sab. Abhi hum log khila rahe hain.
This verse, there's a word, Rameshwarati, that can also be interpreted as meaning the Lord of Brahma, which means Krishna. So, Prabhupada wrote, even for Krishna, the amazing foot dust of Sri Radha is rarely attained. If you translate the word Rameshwarati, it means the Lord of Brahma. You see, Krishna also cannot attain the foot dust so easily. It is said that Krishna personally assumed the form of the poet Jayadeva to write the famous line, Dehi Palapalavam Mudaram, give me your generous lotus feet, his Gita Govinda. He couldn't write that verse. He couldn't imagine how the Lord would pray for anybody else's foot. So when he went out to take a bath because he was disturbed, and Krishna took his form and wrote it in himself. Dehi Parapalabam Udara. Give me your generous lotus feet. Jayadeva came back from his bath and he saw that the words had been written. He didn't write them. He became very excited. How did this happen? Who wrote them? And he accused his wife. And she said, you wrote it. I saw you. You wrote it. No, I went out. I went to take a bath. I could not write. I was disturbed. I went out to pray, bathe, cool off. Saw you, right? And then he realized what happened. That the Lord Himself came, took His form to write those words. Krishna teaching Jayadeva. This is how I feel. So the purport to the 201st verse of this Radharasa Sutta Nidhi is, one day Srimati is manini, angry, contrary mood, Krishna going with other gopis, she's disgusted, manini Radha. So with the help of her girlfriends, Krishna keeps her feet on his head. It took a lot of work. Thus, her mind is soothed. Srimati's lotus feet were moist with perspiration. So the red lag on her foot soles stuck on Shyam's head, while his peacock feather fell off, knocked away by the feet. This does not make Krishna inferior. The signs of Radha's mercy rather increase his glories. This makes him Rasikendramoli, the king of relishers. And this is the quintessence of all the greatness, all the glories of God, the greatest, when Radhika's foot lap is smeared on his head. Greatest glory. Jayadeva, you could not write that. Krishna, I write it. I'll write it. This is the most important thing. Asikendramoli. Therefore, simply to increase his own greatness, Krishna always desires the dust of Sri Radha's lotus feet. To improve himself, to better himself, to understand himself, he needs her mercy. Baba says, this is not some fairy tale or made-up story. There is strong scriptural evidence for this statement. It's not just some pastime that gopis make up because they feel a certain mood. You know? As they say, gopis, they see everything that way, like Krishna's flute, stealing the nectar, because of their bhava. Actually, it's not true. It's just the way they see things. See? That gopi bhava, you don't see grudge. Actually. Right? If we don't see Braj without their mood, we see a terrible place, maybe. But their mood, then the Dhamma is revealed.
Will be now.
So, what's the scriptural evidence Baba gives? Krishna himself tells Uddhav in the Bhagavatam. In the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Without the 11th canto, we will never realize the 10th. Fact. Because Krishna explains what happened. So, Lila, 10th canto, so much praying, Raj praying. In the 11th canto, Krishna himself explains it to Uddhava and others. Tells of those, but Canto chapter 14, he says, I always follow my devotees to sanctify myself with their foot dust. Like we're telling Lord Shiva is stationed at every Ligastali throughout Braj. Shiva is everywhere. Every Ligastali is a Shiva Lingam. To get the foot dust.
He's a devotee.
Yeah.
And Krishna cannot live without Shiva. You see in the Bhagavad Gita, Ratha, he says, Hanuman is a Shiva.
Yes. Harihara.
Yeah.
He's telling Uddha, I always follow my devotees. To be sanctified by their foot dust. So Jiva Goswami comments on this statement of Krishna's. Paraphrase. He says, Krishna's saying, since I am not able to repay my devotees for their devotional service, I perform atonement, because it's a debt. I perform atonement. If you have a debt you can't pay, you perform atonement. By following them to take the dust of their feet for my purification. Since Sri Radha has the greatest love for Krishna, it is needless to say that he will always be most eager for her lotus feet. This is the sweetest possible explanation for the Rasik Sadaks of Vrindavan.
Needless to
say. The whole paragraph. This part about the dust. Krishna himself wrote the verse in the Gita Govinda. In verse 201 of Radha Rasa Suminiti, we hear how one day Swamini is Mandini Radha. And just down there. Since I am not able to repay my devotees for their devotional service, I perform atonement by following them to take the dust of their feet for my purification. In Braj, she feels like this. Who they are. Braj Basi. Krishna, how he sees Braj Basi. You cannot find people like this anywhere. No one is qualified to have that mood except them. This is why the only way to get Braj Basi is by the mercy of a Braj Basi. So you have to see which Braj Basi has the mood you want. Follow. So we follow Rupa Manjari. No other way. Radharani telling Krishna, disguised as a goddess and praying some book. You are a Brahmani. You will never know how I feel about Krishna. Not possible. Like Krishna telling Lakshmi Devi. You cannot. He says, you're a Brahmani, you're a goddess. Goddesses can never know how I feel about him. You give up being a goddess, stay here with me, become my friend, and then you'll understand how. Of something about how I feel for him. I love that book, Prem Sankara. Radharani tells the process of attaining Manjari Bhava herself. Prem Sankara. See herself giving the instruction. This is how you do it. Become my major. Read that book again and again. Deep, very deep. So Narayan Maharaj's edition, best. Very important book. So, Baba explains a little more. He says, then again, it is said, Savartha Shara, Vashasvari, Kripadar, Dishte. The merciful glance of Sri Radha showers the quintessence of all human goals of life. This is her merciful glance. What is she giving? What's coming from her vaibhav, her great spiritual power that's there in her glance? Because her glance is not just a sentimental mood. She's Ladini Shakti personified. So there's a spiritual potency in her glance. What is it? The quintessence of all human goals of life. Purushartha. Love of God from her point of view. And that you will serve her love for him. This is what she's doing. By her glance. Say sadhu, a moment's fraction of a moment's association gives all perfection. Because they are representing her glance. Her glance, the potency of her glance is in them. So the personification of the mercy of Radha. Yeah? So what does it say? Purushartha. They're giving Purushartha. Service to them, Svapati Shri. So the quintessence is love of Krishna. And Sri Radhika showers it all around. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adiyanita chapter 7. Love of Krishna is the fifth and highest goal of human life, compared to which religiosity, economic development, sense enjoyment and liberation, dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, are as insignificant as blades of grass. How to compare that with her merciful glance? And what's in it? Praying. The fifth goal of life is like an ocean of nectarian loving bliss, compared to which the bliss of liberation and any other goal of life are not even one drop. the great treasure of love of God is the fifth goal of human life, which makes the devotee relish Krishna's sweet taste. Through praying, Krishna becomes controlled by his devotees. Through praying, devotees relish the blissful taste of Krishna's service. From Chaitanya Charitamrita, Padmila chapter 7. Bhava comments. When Sri Radha simply casts her merciful glance, this love ras is attained without any further endeavor and flows in innumerable directions. When you catch her glance, this gift, nothing more needs to be done. Everything has been given, accomplished.
Thus.
And it's flowing in innumerable directions. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You see her mood.
Yeah.
Exposed to that mood. So in this birth is innate. But at some point, it had to be given. That's true. Shastra says, no one has in their atma, their spiritual identity. But if you heard about it, associated with somebody, even unknowingly, who gave this feeling, then to that extent, it now is innate, because you got it before. This is what it means, the samskaras from a past life. If we have bhakti samskara from a past life, then that is innate. I have that. There's no loss or diminution, Krishna explains to Bhagavad Gita. So whatever I've acquired in my past life, that's mine. It's innate, part of my atma. Me, inseparable. Right? No loss or diminution. So when it's attained, it's yours, eternally, yours.
This samskara is just for Akana or Dilakana.
Sorry?
The
This samskara has a name. Vartan or Vartan, something like this. Adulita. It just means whether you're favorable or not. If you're favorable, then you easily go forward. If you're not favorable, then we have this impression, but we don't have an inclination to do it. Which means that in this life, I may be given an opportunity to continue, but I don't have a mood which is suitable that allows me to take advantage of that moment when an opportunity comes. Like, we may have come in the association of pure devotees many times in our life, but we're not in a good mind. I can remember in 75, I was in Philadelphia, and ISKCON Rathayatra going down the streets of Philadelphia, United States. And I saw Prabhupada, deities, all the way. I thought, this is very nice, interesting. But I was with a group of friends. I'm 60 now.
Yeah.
Yes. I remembered. I saw it 2 times. Anyway, I saw it. But I was developing more of a mood with Christianity. Later I became a minister. And I was with a bunch of friends. The only reason we were in Philadelphia is because later that evening we were on a flight to Paris. So we were all a bit high, like everybody was in 1975. And so Rathayatra would call up. I was like, whoa! That's far out.
You said the base we need, tattva.
Tattva.
So base, if Krishna is not a base, tattva means what? Sade Krishna tattva vetta sai guru. Tattva means Krishna tattva. What is tattva? Tattva vetta. Tattva is a Krishna tattva. The foundation of tattva is very important to come in Raga Bhakti. If I have a foundation of tattva with Narayan, then you have to come to Krishna tattva, Brajananda. When you will come to Brajananda tattva, then you can, by grace, you can enter in Raga Bhakti. This is the point.
That's the samskara.
Samskara. We got the samskara of Narayan Krishna. We don't see any difference of any Krishna. Like Indians, they say, all devatas are one. Because I see that the Brajananda and the Narayan Krishna is one. Nature. So tattva is not clear here. When tattva will clear, then you will differentiate Prajananda and Narayan Krishna. And when tattva will be based, clearly, not doubtful, then nistha will come.
Yeah.
And when we will enter in nistha, then Raga Bhakti will enter. When I have no difference between Narayan and Brajananda, we need more time to clear that. This is tattva. And this is the foundation. Krishna is the only foundation to go for Radha tattva. No, Narayan Krishna is no foundation. We are very far. from the tattva, knowledge, we are still confused on it there, if my crystal clear ideas are not there. Right, Maharaj?
Lord Ramchandra himself told the sages of Dandakaranya, I cannot fulfill this. I cannot reciprocate the mood you desire. Krishna Bhagavan. When he comes,
come to Radha Tattva, you have to come to Prajnananda base. That we have to make the foundation. Automatic this Brajananda Nandan will bring to the Brajavasis to understand Radhika. Just will you will like to be more humble for that. If there is a false ego and poof, heavy pride, conflict many places, because we are still practicing Narayana. So my tattva is not very clear.
Your samskaras are not.
And from that I want to know Radha. Impossible.
Right.
Is a very far distance from Narayana to know Radha.
Just ask Lakshmi Devi.
From Bangkok you want to see Radhika, or you can understand. And your meditation is in Vaikuntha. And you want to know Radha or Brajananda, it's not possible. You have to enter in Goloka Raja to see that Brajananda. Then Brajananda will give you
association,
door to open to understand. Bhagavad Gita, see Prabhupada right in last, when Jiva is always marginal. But this practice of living in the Jiva Tattva, soul consciousness, Krishna will open the door for the eternal potency, pleasure-giving potency. Then he can open door. Okay, you can go now, you are qualified. Krishna cannot do this. This is the real tattva.
He can't control Lakshmi Devi. How could he control Ladini Shakti? She went to Belva.
I see many places, they don't have an idea of Krishna. They talk about Kurukshetra, they talk about Krishna, Narayan Krishna.
Yeah.
Even after many devotions, they talk about Jagannath. But Mahaprabhu is looking Jagannath in different view.
Absolutely.
How we cannot see that Jagannath in Gopi Bhava? Myself, without as mercy of Chaitanya, no possible. This is the base, tattva is the base to understand Radhika, Raghava.
Sometimes we see, why can't I get it? Why am I not realizing anything? Why don't I understand? How come it's so difficult?
I want to understand about the room of Gopinath, what is happening there. How is possible? I am outside room and his room is very deep inside.
Yeah, very deep.
How I can understand that? I have to go near to his room, enter in his room to understand.
Yeah.
This is my position. Vaikuntha is very outside.
Yeah. Agra.
And we want to know myself by my effort still running after devotion. I see they are still running for Jagannath darshan. I say you took darshan of Jagannath. No, I was there.
Yeah. Samskara. samskara pushing.
Only is a very nice ocean bath water.
Yeah.
Time passing.
We need to get this samskara. Otherwise, the door won't open from the mind to the heart. There's a door that has to open. Otherwise, it'll go one ear and not the other.
I close it. I have to be in the position. If I want Krishna, I want to know Prajnananda. If I have a knowledge of the tattva, then I only want to know Prajnananda. What is the business with Narayana?
Yeah.
And he confused by taking Narayana, Krishna and Brajananda. That where is your interest is still you will sleep.
Yeah.
You cannot come close to my associate. You will divert after 20-30 years practice again back to your previous life.
Or Brahma cannot enter.
No.
Uddhav cannot enter.
No. Whatever.
You have to realize what that means. They don't have the samskara to come into Braj. Lord Brahma, this is his, he made the universe. But still, no.
Then you will say, Brajnanandan has no opulence.
Yeah.
The sweetness is his opulence. When you will know the Brajnanandan opulence, then opulence is coming from where? Then we want to search it.
Yeah. Can't find it anywhere else.
Then we can make the rooms, home,
yeah.
Foundation, nobody lives.
Yeah.
And the house foundation is earth, under the earth.
Mm.
You live in your flat, in room. You need toilet, you need kitchen, you need sitting room, you need bathroom. You live in the rooms, not in the foundation.
Yeah. Without the foundation, no room. Yeah.
And where is the foundation?
Yeah.
That's why the foundation, we are not going to live in foundation, we want to live in the rooms.
Yeah.
That is Raga Rasa, Raga Bhakti.
So by great association of Ragatmi, these feelings are coming because of their association.
Feelings are surprising every moment coming. That never happened in the life.
But where will we put them?
We have to share.
If the foundation is not there, there's no room to put the feelings.
And if the foundation is there, the feeling is coming because of that foundation.
Yes.
Prajnanandan is the foundation for that. Narayan Krishna is not foundation. You imagine that Krishna, who is Narayan, he will live in Vaikuntha or he will live in Braja? He will make you like himself. He's a Vaikuntha movie. You will also become Narayan.
Yeah.
So I want to become Narayan, so I like Narayan. Unknowingly.
Yeah, yeah.
And we want to live only in tattva. Maybe I will find death.
Sarupya, Samidya, Sayujya, Mukti. Why? pushing. Braj samskara pushes to Braj. Vaikuntha samskara, which is that way.
But actually, in Braja, wishing is a vaidhi. Wishing for even to the in the mind, Maharaj is telling, you cannot push your mind even, this time is this lila and I will push my mind to think that.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's also bad.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to be in the flow of that.
Yeah.
You cannot push in raga.
That's what I mean, the pushing is flow.
Yeah. Flow. It will be flow. You have to stop, you cannot stop it. Or you can stop the flow of the water. You can stop. Big, they make this dam to stop the flow. But the flow is high, they have to open that. Because they will break to the dam. The flow of Radha. Flow is a dhara. You change, repeat from backside, dha, ra, radha. The radha becomes the flow of inside us. Waves like a flow. Our mercy become like a flow inside. Non-stop flow. No time to come out from that flow.
Shakti, yeah. Energy. Doesn't stop.
You want to escape from that flow, it's not possible. You see, one person is flowing, I see many rain come and the motorcycle is flowing. And he wants to catch the motorcycle. The person who wants to catch, he starts also in flow. Flow is this. Who wants to catch that, he will also start flowing there. This is Radha's flow.
You drown. That flow. One.
Radha, one day I am listening from Maharaj, he said, from Radha Rasulaniti, when you take bath,
for 3 baths?
There are 3 baths, actually.
Compassion in the morning.
What is the compassion?
Three baths, all right. It's a long discussion.
First bath, then 3 baths.
Yeah. The morning is compassion. Connected to the Shankar Vidya.
And 1 bath.
Youth. Youthfulness. Midday. And the last. Compared to a waterfall in the evening, the third bath, with all her mood in of her praying for Krishna, Sham Ras.
This is. Last bath is river bath.
Because when Radha and Krishna separate, at the end of Nishankar Leela, they're crying and they want to come back together again. And Radharani is feeling in a compassionate mood. Oh, he's weeping. My Sundar is weeping. He misses me. I have to be with him again. So she has this compassionate mood.
First is the river bath.
That's the first bath.
River bath means when you go to the river.
Right. Yes, it's. That bath in the morning is in the river because it's cold. Compassion means cold water. It's very interesting. Hot tears mean we are crying for ourselves. cold tears means for someone else. If the tears are cold, they're for someone else. If the tears are hot, they're crying for ourselves.
Fact.
Biological fact.
Yes.
So Radharani takes his bath of compassion in the river, in the cold water. Because nothing for her, all for Shyam. That's why I said that bath is compassion. The cold water is that her whole being and heart and her body and everything is for him. First bath.
In the river bath, one thing more, like the Jamuna River, its water is blue.
All of this.
And she took the bath, she embraced the water of the river. So if she feels, she is embracing to the Krishna.
I'm here. She's telling me.
When she go to take a river bath, she go with very thin clothes.
Not the royal attire.
And the clothes before the bath, she take the oil massage.
Narayana.
And when they are giving the bath massage, Manjari, they are giving the feeling of Krishna,
She knows exactly
how
what Krishna's
touching. Massage. That
she's
feeling of love, the Manjaris are doing. These are the compacts.
Radharani, she opened her eyes, she says, oh, I thought it was Shyam massaging. How do you know his touch? He's up in the Kadamba tree watching. Let me watch her back. As she arrives on the bank of the Yamuna, she's looking everywhere nervously. Well, I hope Shyam Sundar isn't anywhere around here. Which means she's calling him. A parrot told him when they left Yavat to go to the Yamuna. Parrots flew to Krishna in Nandishwar and told him, they're going to the bank of the Yamuna now. It's only her and one Manjari. Ran. He went to that place, the parrot told him this is where they're going. He climbed a big Kadamba tree and waited. And she arrives. Lieutenant Cherry Kamrata received this. Up to the left. This is the meditation.
And when she is taking the oil massage, also thinking for Krishna, because the Manjaris are massaging how the Krishna is touching the body, that feeling to Manjaris are giving. So from that moment she is in the ecstasy to meet Krishna.
She feels that she is with him.
Yeah, massaging. And when she sees the blue water in Jamuna, she cannot control herself. She starts embracing to Krishna because this blue color is the Krishna. This is the hot bath.
Midday
bath.
Youthfulness.
Youthfulness.
And radical. Youthfulness.
Mana youthfulness means that when the lovers and beloved become mad, that they don't see day and night. Right? They don't bother for any parents. That everything is God for them. So she goes to the midnight to take part with Krishna in Radha.
Midday.
This is her youthfulness is so high. Krishna takes care of that to cover the eyes of everyone. Jatila, Kutila, all again, but they go to midday bath.
She is coming into her Kishore age, entering more and more, 11, 12, 13. Her eternal age is 14 years, 2 months, and 15 days. At night, that is complete here in Vrindavan. That's the third day. And that's like a waterfall. No one can tolerate it.
You cannot stand in the waterfall. Yes. It's so heavy pressure.
Everything. Everything that Radharani is.
Waterfall.
Is there.
When she is Avisha for meeting to Krishna, she's like a waterfall.
Mad. A snake is hissing, she grabs it.
Muddy road, she don't bother. She is whole day practicing to walk in the muddy road. She is walking and Manjaris are running.
Yeah. I can't keep up.
She's like a waterfall.
Yeah. The amazing
thing. The ornament she is wearing.
Yeah.
She starts throwing that ornament whole day she's wearing to show Krishna.
Yeah.
But she says, what is the use of this ornament? When I will meet, this ornament will be blocking. So now, the ignorant widow. Why not to throw it out? One by one she starts throwing ornaments. And when she reaches, all ornaments is gone. All day, 3 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours, they decorate manjaris in the name of Krishna, that Krishna will become beautiful. But it's so heavy waterfall in her to pray that all these ornaments and anything is useless who disturb the walking, reaching faster to. This is what. You have to see this. Baba is teaching me.
It's quite amazing.
It's
quite an amazing description.
I need to meditate waterfall. Compassion of Brahmina.
And the Leela that surrounds it. It's a deep meaning. Go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Like a waterfall, you go down and drown.
And when you enter in this
ruthless
thinking and mind is always 24/7 there, more and more surprise will start coming.
Bhajan.
What tattva can do? Tattva is the only foundation.
What a big palace on that foundation.
Foundation, no, nobody palace. Show me one person living in the foundation.
I never go to look. Don't you have it? When you arrive at your destination, you put the map down. Put it down.
But because of the foundation, this building is very strong, like this we say. My foundation is so strong of Krishna Bhajananda that my all building can make many stories on that.
Forever. higher and higher. Knocking everything down. Waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
Waterfall breaking everything.
Yeah, but Sachinandan ek aadmi aaya hai, Anandamay mein kaam karta hai. Bengali hai.
Aadmi. Haan? Abhi aaya hai jo.
Abhi aa gaya hai phaila hua beta. To do char din hum kaha dekhenge tum kis kaam ke layak. To ek room ko room diya ja sakta.
Isse bola, udhar bola.
Khali hai, dekho. रहेगा पंखा है ना जलवा को देखा जाए उसमें और रंग वाले को जो रूम बन गया है फर्निश स्टोरेज के एक रूम में तो खिड़की वाला है इधर वाले में रंग को ऊपर रखवा के
एक में तो है
पर
हैं एक में है चौकी गद्दा
चौकी वाला तो उधर वाला है ना खिड़की के रखवाता है खिड़की की तरफ है ना
खिड़की की तरफ बाहर कर पा रहा है उसमें कुछ नहीं है
वो चौकी को उधर रख देगा उधर रहना शुरू करे इसमें डिब्बा पर रखवा दो जब खाली होगा तो स्टोर में रखवा दो और एक पे चौकी और स्टोर से निकलवा के उधर लगवा दो उसमें जिसमें रंग रखो तो चलिए ईमेलों में खाली हो जाएगा देखना होगा कि लायक है कि नहीं है क्योंकि जो काम कर रहा है रसोई में इसका कोई भरोसा नहीं कह दी मुझे तो ये बेटर रहेगा 24 घंटे का ही काम है ना
आप उसको बोल भी सकते हैं कि फुल टाइम आदमी चाहिए हमें
वो आदमी कहीं रहेगा तो खुले टाइम
वो जो कर रहा है
करेगा उसको दो ड्यूटी करना पड़ता है यहाँ का अपने ठीक है कर रहा है जब तक काम निभा दिया या दिन काम करेगा पैसा देगा उनको 5,000 रुपया मिलाते हैं तो इसका
जो है सामान आया
हाँ
40 रुपये का सामान आया
पैसा
भी होगा
अभी
पैसा नहीं
है तुम्हारे पास तो
अभी जो है उसमें से 42 रुपये का सामान लेंगे
5,000 रुपये में तो तुमको मिल गया
हाँ उसको जो बचेगा अभी वो 40-40 रुपये का मास वाले बन
गया हाँ ऊपर का कंप्लीट हो गया तुम जो थोड़ा थोड़ा 15,000 में उसके बात है ना 15,000 में बात है
प्लास्टर किया है जी प्लास्टर कर दिया है तलाश के आदमी कैलाश का आदमी प्लास्टर कर दिया वहां से जुड़ गया
अच्छा
कैलाश का
आदमी तो कमल को पैसा काट लेना कि हम तो ये नहीं काम करवाए उसको नहीं देना एक दिन का देना दो दिन का मांग रहा और देखा था ना उसको रूम दे दो बेचारे फिलवा फिलवा दो are very golden subject to be keep in mind and always meditate on that. Then past time will automatically come.
The flow begins with her.
This book is a surprise-giving book. When the foundation is strong, If this is Narayan, it's not foundation.
Yeah, it won't be understood. Tasted. Not tasted.
Back home to you, you can go. But we cannot come to it. But then, you look up at the arm.
There's still a little there. Still a little bit left for this commentary. Perhaps tomorrow we should finish.
Yeah.
There are already many points we've discussed.
How long it takes is people. Then we understand more.
Yes, better.
If not, then again we have to read.
Yeah. And we will do anything. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Everywhere, make it the point. Vrajendranandan is not a real tattva. Be careful when you are listening. We listen, but we have to only listen Vrajendranandan. The essence of the tattva. But the European world is very different.
Yeah.
All they talk about Narayan Krishna.
That's true. The whole world is looking for opulence. Everyone mad at the money.
If you are in opulence and you explaining, then if I'm My tattva is not clear. We have to avoid to talk on that. We have to search in this opulence. In Bhajanandana.
The Raghunandas Goswami says, going to Vaikuntha is like going to hell. For him.
Like one Baba visited on the to Dwaraka, like a tourist.
Ranbari Baba.
Ranbari Baba. And he was in the meditation of Sarup. And some association make him to travel, and he had going to Dwaraka. It's also Krishna place, come and see that. And his desire happened. And when they went, they stamped it.
What a brand. They burned the brand.
They make the fire.
The Dwarkabasi. He came back?
Never.
No bhajan.
He realized it.
Radharani rejected him.
All rejected. He burned himself.
He became a pile of ashes was left in his kutir. He became so distressed because Swamini had rejected him. He self-immolated.
I just read today that he was burning slowly for 1 month.
Yeah.
And ashes spread all over. Throughout the world.
Yeah.
Even the ashes
didn't stay in the road. Yeah, wow, God. So, there is some fault in Tattva. And he thought that that was desirable. To go to Dwarka.
Bad association makes the...
Yeah, bad association. Makes confusion.
You see the Baba who is always doing it. From a 50 years bhajan, and he has a desire.
What?
What about us? The association is the most important.
So Prabhupada the stars of Vipada and Vrindavan Mahimamrita, he really stresses this. Anyone that tries to take me out of Braj, away from my Swamini, from this rare association, I will kill him. He said, I will kill him. Prabhupada the stars of Vipada and Vrindavan Mahimamrita. Anyone that tries to take me out, I will kill him.
Same author as Radharasa Samhita.
Sorry?
The same author.
The same author. Radharasini and Vrindavan Mahimamrita. He said, never.
All the Rasik, they will not glorify to Krishna, they will glorify Vrindavan Mahima. Show me any place, any Rasik, he glorified to Brajendran. No. Vrindavan.
That's why that book, Vrindavan Mahimamrita, is so beautiful because he glorifies Vrindavan for 22 chapters with 100 verses each, but there was only 17 left.
From the beginning it was 100 sattagas, a total of 10,000 verses.
10,000 verses. Yeah, the beginning was 100,
500 years ago.
10,000 verses.
10,000 verses. Now we only have 17,000.
Vrindavan money.
Yeah. It's just an amazing book. We were reading it in Kartik together at Radhakum for a month. And it gave such nishtha for Braj. He says, Braj is my mother. Braj is my mother. Even I have so many faults, still she loves me. It's very sweet. The mood is astonishing. The nishtha for Braj that comes from that book. Precious. And as you say, Braj is most important. Even that Kurukshetra, Radharani tells Krishna, this is not Vrindavan. We can't be together here. This is not Vrindavan. You're Krishna, I'm Radha, but we're not in Vrindavan. We have to be in Vrindavan. Radharani says, I can't do anything with you here, outside Vrindavan. We have to be in Vrindavan. How can we take her out of Vrindavan? Can't. She won't.
She never go to Mathura to teach you.
Yeah, no. That was Vyogini Radha or Samyogini Radha, but not Vrishabhana Nandini Radha.
She never saw. Why you will go to see Narayan Krishna?
No. I remember being at the Dwarkadish Temple in Mathura with Srila Narayan Maharaj one year, long time ago, in the 90s, because we didn't have any temple in Vrindavan. We all lived out there. We went with him to the Dwarkadish temple, and Krishna's standing there. And
without
Radha. And he says to her, he shouts to Didi, where's your flute? Where's your flute? He was angry. He was really angry. Where's your flute? I remember on Govardhan Parikram, we were coming around, and they had that giant Hanuman on the north side, and we were walking past, because he used to walk everywhere, We were walking past Hanuman, and he stops, he looks at Hanuman, and he hands him his hips like this, and goes, what are you doing here? Huh? What are you doing here? The Hanuman, what are you doing here? he was on in his bob, in Parikram, he's remembering all of the deals. Hanuman, what are you doing here? Hanuman? What's Hanuman doing here? What are you doing here? There used to be all these trees around Kusum Sarovara, and we used to sit under them with him, and he'd tell all the pastimes. Just five of us, tangled. You sit there for 2 hours. So, we should go back, take some prasad. we forgot about breathing and eating and anything. You know, you were absorbed in the lila with him. Oh, yeah, we need to eat. I forgot. You see how the Goswamis, they were so renounced, that they forget. They didn't fast. They just didn't think to eat.
Because they are Mahajans. They are living in their soul. When they go there, they start realizing all past time.
Nitya Parikar.
This is not our good luck that we cannot access him that time.
Yeah. But still, Radharani's glance is coming to us.
Yeah, oh.
Yes, Radharani.
Madhavendra Puri Baba ki jaya. How are you, Baba? How is the study going on? Vedas study.
One week I am absorbed in this Radharani's
study. The wrong thing, what you are doing, you have to study Vedas.
Oh, Vedas?
Krishna Tattva.
Vedic Sanskrit also.
Vedanta Sutra. I remember there was one lady in Sonarno, one godsister, and she told him, I have studied Vedanta Sutra from beginning to end, and I give many classes on this topic. Sonarno said, oh, yeah, I should become your student. And she said, yes, yes.
Lady.
A lady, from Germany, I think. Forget where she's from. Anyway, one time, you remember Ramachandra from Delhi? Oh, he's a school teacher from Delhi, but he was the main English translator for him. Remember? Yeah. He told Krishna Narayan Maharaj was making each of us give a pastime, one of Krishna's pastimes. He had to tell a pastime. So he got up and he told about Krishna going to Sandipani Muni's ashram, giving Braj Leela, and he starts speaking about going to Sandipani Muni's ashram in Ujjain. And he says, I have been there to that ashram, Sandipani Muni in Ujjain. Very great place. Srila Narayan Maharaj was, he leaned forward into the microphone and said, oh, you are very fortunate. The whole place burst out in laughter. You know, it's time to go, oh. Second. Anyway, oh yeah. He told me, one time Shri Maharaj said, I can speak about Prahlad or Dhruva or anybody, but I will finish the class with the gopis. We may start with something else, but my mind is going there. So,
all of it.
Every class finished with Gopi Bhav. Start with Dhruva, and you end up with Gopi Bhav.
This is the essence.
Yeah.
And this is his mercy. You cannot see any place in Gauri.
Yeah, no. No one like that. I don't
and
see.
Wonderful, one knows what is the supper doing this. No one, Maharaj.
I know.
You say, I know.
No, I'm not. He told us before he left the world, he said, no one is involved.
Involved?
Yeah, no one is liberated. None of my disciples are liberated. Because everyone kept asking, who will follow you, who will succeed? You know, all us sannyasis were with him. It was the last day. So we were all there. And he said, oh, no one's called. No one is liberated. No one.
Radhe Radhe Govinda.